is down 0.2% at 12,239. The BBC index is at $117. More data on the website, the address bbcnews.com.
BBC. Do you prefer doing comedy or tragedy?
I love to laugh. Hey, do you remember that hopeless builder I played last year?
Brought the house down.
Yeah, you're much better at tragedy, aren't you?
Well, I do a really convincing jilted lover. Don't lie to me. I know where you were. You were with her, weren't you? I can smell the cheap knockoff perfume, and there's lipstick on your trousers. You disgust me. I hate you. Well, that's it. I'm leaving.
Get me a coffee on the way, will you?
Give our actors their dream roles. Enter the BBC's International Playwriting Competition 2007. For more details, go to bbcworldservice.com/competitions.
Don't forget, you can get a live update of the latest news from us here every half hour.
Good morning, Vancouver. You are listening to the Suburban Jungle Show live from the Jungle Room. This is Jack Velvet broadcasting live here. We seem to be having a little bit of a CD trouble here. Let's just see if we can get that working.
It's the rain's fault.
What do you figure? It's the rains, eh?
Well, yeah, everything's the fault of the rain.
Jack Velvet here, Coco von Innsbruck over here to my left. And
we just swam in this morning. Because I'm sure you're swimming somewhere right now.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Well, we'll have to get the CD thing working on a little bit later on. But as some of you may be aware, CITR is having its first ever funding drive. And this station absolutely needs your support to be able to continue to produce quality programming and to upgrade the fabulous facilities here.
And the fabulous people like
and
us.
And the fabulous people, absolutely.
I need a little trouble on that one. Yes, we are fabulous.
Yep, you do want to listen to us. Absolutely. Anyways, folks, stay tuned. We'll be giving you information a little bit later on in the show about how you can pledge support. We'll be giving you some phone numbers and whatnot, a website and all that kind of stuff. Stay tuned. Right now we have some music for you off the Herb Alpert's Tijuana Brass Whipped Cream and Other Delights Rewhipped, and the track is called Lemon Tree, and you are listening to The Suburban Jungle Show.
With black rabbit, I had it. Why do I beat up over the sky? Why do I beat from my eye? Wait, why do I beat? I love it. I am allergic and black rabbit. I am allergic and bunny wheeler. I am allergic and with a mommy, it's true. I'm allergic and black rabbit. But I'm addicted to white rabbit. So I say to the white belly rat, don't be stupid. Black rabbit and white belly rat are the same. Change your name. Change your aim. Don't play no game. Rastafari, Rastafari, had it. Magic island, magic child. Running away wild, like a runaway child. Around the camp. Campfire light. Vampires chanting in the night. Around the campfire, candlelight. Black vampire chanting in the night. With black rabbit I had it. With white rabbit I love it. With white rabbit I love it. Rastafari, bless you. Rastafari, bless you. I am the witch master. I am the money master. I am the LSD master. I am the IMF now. I am the IMF now. I've got the IMF code. Magic burning through the night.
And we're back at 101.9 FM CITR. You are listening to the Suburban Jungle Show live here at 101.9. Just heard music there from Sean Lee's Ping Pong Orchestra off the Moods and Grooves album Laurel Canyon, the name of the track. Lee Scratch Perry just before that did Rastafari off his album Panic in Babylon. Herb Alpert remixed off the Rewhipped album, did Lemon Tree.
Rewhipped? You're whipping your albums now?
Absolutely. Absolutely. Well, you remember, I don't know if you remember this. This could be before.
Sure.
This could be before your time, but Herb Alpert did a wonderful album there in the 60s, Whipped Cream and Other Delights, and it had a girl with whipped cream on her.
Gee, there's a surprise.
She was wearing nothing but whipped cream on the cover.
And she caused other delights?
And absolutely. And, you know, this is the Rewhipped version.
And it was
got her there.
It was a real popular one with the guys.
She looks pretty good. There you see, that's the original cover. That's
gorgeous,
the original one.
Whipped cream.
Very nice.
Mm-hmm.
Very
not
nice.
A whole lot else, is there?
Yeah.
Mmm.
Anyways, folks, you are listening to the Suburban Jungle Show Wednesday mornings from 8 to 10. I got a bit of a late start today because of the horrendous amounts of rain.
Bring your canoe, people. Bring your oars. Bring your kayak.
When I pulled my folding kayak out of the trunk there, it took me a little extra while to get it unfolded and working. But nonetheless, we're here.
Well, we had to boat in. My helicopter wouldn't even make it.
Get the hairdryer out and, you know, dry off a bit or towel
plug
off.
Plug it in outside and just watch the fireworks go.
Yeah, people are driving like mental cases and people just walking across the street. The pedestrians seem to be off their game this morning even.
Yeah, I like those ones. Let's cross the road in the dark, in the rain, with dark clothes in front of moving cars.
Yeah, exactly.
Brakes that don't
just
work.
Just walk straight out. Just walk straight out in the middle of the block. It's not a problem at all.
But hey, it's my right to get killed.
That's
yes.
Right. It's a free country, folks. So as I mentioned there earlier on in the show, CITR is having its first ever funding drive, and you can help this station.
By sending money.
They need money. We promise.
Lots of money.
We won't do this sort of type of thing very often, but we're going to be doing it, who knows,
now.
Once a year. We're doing it now. We're doing it now. And absolutely, you know, that like you look around this place, there's just tons of equipment and it all costs.
And trees.
It all costs big money, and let alone that fish tank that we had there, you know, the dolphins in it. They eat a ton of food.
Well, yeah, the Polynesian dancers need a lot of food.
Polynesian dancers need Mai Tais and coconut bras. I tell you, folks, this stuff doesn't grow on trees.
Well, gotta restock the bar.
The coconut bras, yeah. You know, may grow on trees, but nonetheless, we do need money, and I'm going to give you a couple of phone numbers here. By the way, though, don't phone right now because the people who will take your call and take your money aren't quite here yet.
They're still swimming.
You call them at 10 o'clock, but here's the number, 822-8648 or 822-1242. The minimum contribution is $25, and we really appreciate it. I'll be giving you a little bit later on in the show. I'll be giving you a list of prizes and swag. Prizes and swag that you can get for various contribution levels. So, folks, we do need your support here. But
you win swag?
You can win swag by contributing money. And again, 822-8648 is the number. Hang on to that until later on. Or you can visit our website at citr.ca/donate.php. There's probably a logo or, you know, icon link on the website there. You can donate via credit card.
It's been 25 years of CITR.
Absolutely. So let's have another 25 more. And I'd mentioned to you last week how Scarlett Johansson was harassing me, hanging out in the tool
shed. Oh, yeah. She and her leaf blower.
Well, she's still there with the leaf blower.
In the rain.
In the rain.
She's persistent.
But she didn't,
I have to
admire
this.
She wasn't as belligerent this week, though. Like last week, very belligerent.
Mm-hmm. And do you prefer the belligerent or the non-belligerent?
I think she'd been drinking. But this week, she's sobered up.
On the cough syrup again.
She's on the cough syrup. But I got to bring her out some food, like some toaster beans, or maybe Pop-Tarts.
Just in a humane effort.
Yeah.
How very kind of you.
Keep her in shape. Because she's a lovely young thing, but a bit kooky, you know. She's kooky. She's sort of kooky.
Especially when she's scantily clad.
Absolutely. Absolutely. We are going to go back to some music here. I got a nice track for you here for the Way Back. The One Night Band is the name of the album. And Way Back Home is the... One Night Band is the name of the band. Way Back Home is the name of the album. The track is called Houdini. And don't forget, folks, we need your money. 822-8648, but don't call until 10 a.m. Stay tuned, folks. Lots more coming your way.
Thank you. I've got you under my skin. I have got you deep in the heart of me. So deep in my heart that you're really a part of me. I've got you under my skin. I've tried so not to give in, and I said to myself, this affair, it never will go so well. But why should I try to resist when, baby, I know so well that I've got you under my skin. I'd sacrifice anything, come what might, for the sake of having you near. In spite of a warning voice comes in the night, it repeats, repeats in my ear. But you know, you fool, you never can win. Use your mentality, wake up to reality. And each time I do, just the thought of you makes me stop before I begin. 'Cause I've got you under my skin. Run for cover. Run and hide. Sacrifice anything, come what might, for the sake of having you near. In spite of a warning voice comes in the night, it repeats how it yells in my ear. But you know, you fool, there ain't no chance to win. Why not choose your mentality? Wake up, step up to reality. I do, just the thought of you makes me stop just before I begin. Because I've got you under my skin. Yeah, you grab me under my skin.
Back at 101.9 FM CITR. That's what they call a cold cut.
Cold cut?
Yeah, cold cut. When they
like ham,
when they do the mix,
salami.
That's right. Normally when you have a mix on a compilation sort of album, it can fade it out.
And we don't mix.
Or it can just hit the wall and stop on a dime.
Slash it right then
that's
and there.
What you call
stop.
A, that's what you call a cold
halt.
Cut. There. We just heard music from Horace Parlin. Off the Jazzanova Blue Note Trip, the track was called Conga Legra. Air just before that off their Premier Symptom album, Casanova 70, and the One Night Band did Houdini. You are listening to the Suburban Jungle Show, Wednesday mornings from 8 to 10, here at 101.9 FM in the beautiful city of Vancouver. I'm Jack Velvet, right over here.
Is Coco, right
Coco,
with you.
Coco, how the heck are you doing? Now, where's Ruby? Where's young Ruby today?
She is at a breakfast engagement, no less. Yeah, she had a speaking engagement.
Oh, speaking engagement. Mm-hmm. Perfect, perfect.
Yeah. Now that she's learned how to speak.
How are her oratorical skills?
They're good, considering, she's, got the subject-verb predicate down now.
Anything like her piano playing? Because the piano playing is something.
Well, yeah, everything she does is at the level of her piano playing.
We'll play a track of that later on in the show there. Just to sort of recap that little piano bit there we had the other week when she was in, because she was... She's really quite limber with her fingers.
She's very happy when she's playing.
Yeah. So George Bush called me up again. He's all a Twitter about this, the new Democratic Congress. Doesn't know what to do. So
when has he known what to do?
My top advice to Georgie, number one, start drinking again. Number two, become a real lech. And then number three, try to sleep his way into Nancy Pelosi's heart of hearts.
Oh, you are cruel, cruel, cruel.
Because maybe he could charm her, use a bit of that Southern Texas charm on Nancy.
And not only are you cruel, you are delusional.
Yes.
Yes, indeed.
Yes. Yeah. Well, you saying he's not charming?
I won't say anything more. I could get arrested.
That's fine. And I'm hitting the gym again, you know that? I'm getting pumped up.
You got your hammer out and you started to hit the walls?
I'm getting pumped up. No, I'm going to get pumped up. I'm going to be huge.
So that you can fight your way into the jungle room?
I'm hitting the roids. I'm on the juice.
And start wearing those sexy little thong things?
No. Speaking of sexy little thongs, I saw this movie Borat on the weekend.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, no, you saw the trailer that I sent you.
Holy smokes.
Did you see his bathing suit?
Who hasn't seen it?
It's nice. It's nice.
Nice?
It's nice.
You think that's nice? I dare you to wear one like that.
That movie, I got to tell you, I was in tears laughing hysterically.
Over the top does not even begin to describe this guy.
As mentioned earlier on in the show, CITR is doing its first ever funding drive, and we do need your support here, folks. Running a radio station like this costs lots of money. And
you can send it in.
There's all kinds of fabulous equipment in here, mini disc players, big mixing boards, and new and old CD players, and, let alone the dolphin tank and the fabulous plants we've got, and, Coco here has got an almost insatiable appetite for martinis, so that, you know, right there.
It goes just, well with
just,
my wardrobe.
Just the liquor bill, for God's sakes, please, folks. Have you, you know.
It's a good way to start off a day.
Show a bit of compassion.
I was inspired by William Shatner.
But so we do need your money here, folks. We're looking at a minimum $25 contribution.
$25 for another 25 years.
Contribution, and we promise not to do this very often, folks. It's a necessary evil, as it were. And there is swag.
Promises.
With a $25 donation gets you,
you get lots of swag.
One Friends of CITR card, which will get you all kinds of great discounts, and you'll get a CD. $45 donation get you one Friends of CITR card and two CDs. A $60 donation gets you two Friends of CITR cards, three CDs, a one CITR shirt.
Do we know what these CDs are?
Yeah, the people get, they get some choice.
Or are they blank and you get to record your own?
No, they do get their own choice. We're not giving away blank CDs. We're not shooting blanks here, folks. It's the real deal. It's the real deal. $101.90 will get you two Friends of CITR shirts, five CDs, one CITR shirt, and one limited edition shirt.
You can start your own collection.
Absolutely.
Be the first
lots
on your block.
Swag.
Impress your friends and family.
Absolutely. 822-8648 is the number to call with your contributions. We very much appreciate them, but don't phone till 10 a.m.
Start calling
okay?
at 10.
Don't call till 10. Or you can go to the website, citr.ca, and you should be able to find a spot there to donate. If you don't find it, it's citr.ca/donate.php. And there you have it. A new Bond movie coming out. You're a big fan.
Oh, yeah.
Daniel Craig.
Yeah.
Apparently the Queen saw it the other
yeah.
day.
She gave it rave reviews.
And he may or may not have grabbed her ass.
Well,
I'm
you know,
sure.
The Queen tends to be a little downplay these things a little bit, but news does leak out.
In the picture, he was touching her hand. Now, I've heard you're not supposed to touch the Queen's
you
hand.
You can't touch the Queen's hand.
Well, he was touching her hand.
Well, that's because he's James Bond, who
now,
can
she
do
had a,
anything.
She had, a big, she had an elbow-length glove on, though. So
yeah, with a fake hand inside
you know,
of it.
I don't know if she just had a big do to go to or if she'd been, like, artificially inseminating one of her horses. But, yuck. We have music coming up for you off the Brasil do Futuro album. You can always catch this show as well, streaming and podcast at www.jackvelvet.net. 9:10 in the a.m., folks. Stay tuned right now. Music from Crewmin. Actually, you know what? It's Tarafda Haidukes. The track is called Dumbala Dumba.
toujours remis à plus tard. Celui que j'aime, me veut tout entière à lui. Avant quand même, il faudra qu'on se marie.
was something, wasn't it?
That man loves his pussycats, ma'am.
That's right. Those were Los Fabulosos Cadillacs and Fishbone, What's New Pussycat, remake, of course, of the Tom Jones classic.
Bonjour.
She used to date Tom Jones for a while. What was he like?
He drank too much.
Did he?
Yeah.
It's a Welsh thing, a former coal miner.
When somebody drinks more martinis than I do, there's a problem.
It's troublesome. They have a problem. Just before Los Fabulosos Cadillacs, we heard Katie David, or as the French would say, Katie David.
Oh, Monsieur David.
Because she was French.
And she was French.
She was French. Plus tard was the name of the track. Like, call me, da-da-da-da-da, but it was plus tard. That was that one. Then Taraf da Haidukes off the Brazil do Futuro album, Dumbala Dumba. We also heard some Horace Parlin in there off the Jazzanova Blue Note compilation album. Conga Allegra was the name of the track. You can catch this show streaming and podcast at www.jackvelvet.net. And as we mentioned earlier on the show,
we are helping the Jungle Room become livable yet again.
That's right, because it costs a lot of money to keep this place going.
It certainly does. And you can send us your money, all of it, right now, and keep this station going.
We need $25, $75, $100, whatever you want to send, folks. It's all appreciated, and
we promise
not to do this very, very often. But Coco has almost unlimited needs as far as martinis go, and jewelry and the clothes.
I'm glad you said needs and not wants, because these are necessary things.
Let alone what this studio needs. We need new mixing boards and CD players and all this type of thing, and carpet for the ceiling so it doesn't reflect sound. They put foam.
I thought you were going to talk about the mirrors on the ceiling.
Well, the mirrors. There's the mirrors as well, and we got to keep the beer machine full and all that sort of stuff. But seriously, folks, it does cost an awful lot of money to run a station like this, and so we do appreciate your contributions. 822-8648, but don't call right away. Only call after 10 a.m. We'll have operators standing by waiting for your calls.
Mm-hmm.
Or you can visit the website as well. And I was just noticing here that it's getting the foliage in the Jungle Room's getting a bit thick.
Yeah, it's starting to look like a tropical rainforest
here. I can barely see the mixing board here, so I'm just gonna step away here and get my little chainsaw.
Careful.
There we go. Ready? Hey!
Whoa!
Step back there. Step back, please.
Hold on.
Just clearing a bit of brush here, folks.
Trim it by the doorway. Yeah, that's good.
Stay tuned, folks. More music coming your way right now from Lost Straitjackets and the world famous Pontani Sisters. The track is called Hypno Twist. Stay tuned.
Si me excitas
vueltas con tanto dolor.
Good together. All you ever live for was your police work.
And you were always busy trying to save the end zone layer.
Ozone layer. Oh, Frank, you never tried to understand.
How can you say that? When I sank every penny I had into buying that 1,000 acres of Brazilian rainforest, then I had it slashed and burned so we could build our dream house.
Frank, how could you be so insensitive?
Insensitive? Do you think it's easy displacing an entire tribe? You try it sometime.
I'd better go. This was a mistake. I don't even know why I came here. I was hoping you'd be happy, that you'd have someone.
I'm single. I love being single. I haven't had this much sex since I was a Boy Scout leader.
I mean, at the time, I was dating a lot.
We'll be right back. Oh, we're back, Coco. Coco! Wake up, Coco! Wake up!
I'm sorry, your mic wasn't on.
Ah.
It's one of those things, you know, it doesn't work so well if it's not turned on.
Basic technology lesson number one.
That's right, we just heard Lost Straight Jackets with the world-famous Pontani sisters and Kaiser George off the album, their new album, and the track was called Hypno Twist. Just before that, Kuka and Youth Brigade. No connection to Kukla, Fran, and Ollie, but El Son del Dolor, that's sound of pain.
I want to get these people's jobs to just sit around and think up titles.
Yeah.
El Kuka del Whipping Girl in the No Clothes. Yeah,
that's
sounds
right.
good.
That's right. So, nice weekend. Were you in town, out of town? How did it all go?
I took off this weekend. It was too much rain, too much everything.
Too
just
much.
Went, goodbye. Took my little helicopter and flew away.
Was Miss Ruby with you?
Miss Ruby's always with me.
Good.
Except when she has breakfast engagements.
Good, good.
It was gorgeous.
But where'd you go?
Well, we went down to Jamaica.
Yes.
It was a bit far from the helicopter. We had to fly over first, but I did have that helicopter need.
Yes.
Then we popped over to Cuba.
Yes.
We did a little island hopping, basically. Had lunch with a few friends and then came on back. Nice and cash. No big deal.
Ruby loves the piano, and she loves traveling.
That's why we had to get a plane in the end, because we realized that it's much easier to bring your own plane wherever you go rather than trying to find one once you get there.
Yeah, no, she's quite the traveler. We'll have to play another little excerpt there of her piano session the other week. But again, folks, I need to remind you, we need your money. We need your contributions here. Not to belabor the point, but...
We won't be belaboring the point
for the next half hour or so. But
CITR... If you do have $25 or more, send it here, and we can keep on broadcasting
CITR
to you.
CITR is doing its first ever... broadcast funding drive, and we are looking to raise X amount of money, and we're doing quite well so far. It's moving along, but we always need more contributions, and there's all kinds of swag you can get, various CDs, t-shirts,
lots of prizes, lots
friends of
gifties.
CITR cards, and if you call the phone number, but don't call until at least 10 a.m. because they're not awake yet. These folks aren't awake yet.
Well, it takes a lot of energy to be able to collect in all that money.
But 822-8648 is the number. And this funding drive will be going on until the 12th of November. Sorry, the 24th of November. We've already passed the 12th.
Yes.
What is today? The 15th.
Today's another day.
Today's the 15th of November. And so, folks, 822-8648, you can give them a call a little bit later on in the day and make your contribution.
The 24th of November. Isn't that when the Stones are finally actually going to be playing?
25th. It's Saturday.
Yes.
And
Mick's got his voice back.
He's got his mojo back, mojo rising, and he's coming back. But I'm going to play just, you know, because it was so much fun the first time. I'm just going to see if we can't cue up there Miss Ruby's piano bit.
Oh, do. Yeah, she'd love it.
Wow.
Ah, yes. That's one of her favorite pieces.
It's her favorite piece. It's the, sounds to me like Mozart's Piano Sonata number 8 in A minor.
Good ear. Yeah, she likes to start off her day with that one. Warms her up.
Not to be confused with the, Sonata number 8 in B minor.
No. Most people do make that mistake, but I'm glad that you have a fine-tuned ear.
She's a genius.
Mm-mm-mm.
Anyways, folks, we're going to go back to more music here. We've got something here from the Best of Delroy Wilson Original 18 Deluxe Edition.
But now comes to no us longer on the, Deluxe
Studio,
Edition.
Comes to us on the Studio One album label, and the track is called Riding for a Fall, and you're listening to the Suburban Jungle Show. Catch this show streaming and podcast at www.jackvelvet.net.
Then you gonna heart. Then you will wish that we had never part.
No jobs. Our pets' heads are falling off.
Okay, just calm down.
What the hell are we doing here, Harry? We gotta get out of this town.
Yeah, and go where? Where are we gonna go?
I'll tell you where. Someplace warm. A place where the beer flows like wine. Where beautiful women instinctively flock like the salmon of Capistrano. I'm talking about a little place called Aspen.
I don't know, Lloyd. The French are assholes.
We're back, Coco.
Hey, we are
Coco,
back.
Wake
Hello?
Up, Coco.
Hello.
Wake up.
Hello.
Are you there?
Am I here?
That was Jackie Matu off the album Wishbone. Groovy Spirit, the name of the track. Feeling
Jackie
pretty groovy.
Or Jackie U2.
Yeah. Just before that, Delroy Wilson off the Best of Delroy Wilson did Heading for a Fall, and Lost Straitjackets and the Pontani Sisters did Feel the Spirit. Feel the Spirit, folks.
Let's do it.
Annual,
put your hands up.
Of the annual funding drive, you can do it.
Pull your wallets out.
We need some money for CITR. They got to raise all kinds of cash so that they can, fill up this studio with all kinds of new equipment. No, but seriously, this studio apparently has not been updated in over 10 years.
That is true.
And, it costs a lot of money. Just this mixing board I'm looking at is probably 30, 40 grand right there. Right there, 30, 40 grand.
Oh, at least. If when
so
you create quality broadcast, you need quality equipment.
Do not spill your cocktail on the mixing board.
Oh, no, don't be silly. I only spill it down my throat.
We can't have that. And we do need your money. 822-8648, but don't only call after 10 a.m., folks. We'll have operators standing by. Or you can visit CITR.ca/donate.php. And as well, you can catch this show streaming and podcast at www.jackvelvet.net. Help keep great shows like this one
on the air.
And help keep Coco in Martoonies. You had some news stories you were gonna share with us.
Yeah, briefly, in the land of the celebrities. Poor Oprah, it seems, was not invited to Tom Katz's wedding. I guess her couch was not good enough for jumping around and proclaiming and exclaiming. Oprah was very gracious, however, and said that was all right.
She was pissed.
You spoke to her, too? We weren't allowed to say that. No, the official word was... She said, that's fine, she wishes them the best, and she doesn't invite them to everything she does either.
Yeah,
but
like
she will still tell them
like
send
when
them a
she
present.
Drives across the, the country with her friend Gail, and by the way, they're not gay.
Hey, official words are official words.
They just wanted to say that they're not gay.
Well, speaking of more famous people, we all remember O.J. Simpson. He did it. He didn't do it. Well... That's what's coming up now. He has agreed to a Fox TV interview where he will discuss how he murdered Nicole.
If he did.
Nicole Brown Simpson and Ronald Goldman, if he had actually done it.
Yeah.
This goes along with his new book entitled If I Did It, How It Happened. Gotta love celebrity
status. Whatever happened
Money
to
can
his
buy you
quest to find the real killers? Remember who he said he would not rest until he found the real killers?
Oh, yeah. Well, first he was acquitted. Remember, first he was acquitted in 1995, and then he was later found liable for the deaths in a civil trial.
Yes, in a civil trial.
That
and they
was
awarded
so
him like $35 million, and he never paid it.
Well, it's, no. He's too
he
busy
pay.
Paying himself.
He didn't
And
pay.
Getting his new book out.
Now, speaking of O.J. Simpson and whether he killed or not killed... I have a track here off the album Red Dirt by Andre Williams. And I think that in light of O.J.'s involvement here, that this track is...
appropriate?
Is appropriate, absolutely. It's called Pardon Me, I Got Someone to Kill. Stay tuned, folks.
Well done.
Lots more coming your way.
I know you'll excuse me if I say goodnight. But I got a promise to fulfill. Thank you for listening to all my troubles. Pardon me, but I've got someone to kill. I warn him not to take her from me. Said, if I can, you know I will. So tonight when they get home, I'll be waiting. So pardon me, I've got someone to kill. I'll surely die from what I'm about to do, but it don't matter. I'm a dead man anyhow. This
tell the sheriff it'll be all over. He'll find me at the big house on the hill. He'll find a note explaining why I killed us all. Now it's time to go, 'cause I've got somebody.
Your life to save that riffraff in the bar?
They may be drinkers, Robin, but they're also human beings.
Bye.
9:52 in the a.m. You are listening to the Suburban Jungle Show live here at 101.9 FM.
And yes, you heard right, folks. That song still does exist.
It does still exist. That was M.
M.
M. What else have they done?
P.
I ask you.
Q. Yeah. B. Yeah. They've done B. Yes.
I'm not sure.
Yes.
I'm not sure. We heard before M, we heard Andre Williams did Pardon Me, But I Got Someone to Kill. That was in honor of O.J. Simpson.
The Nespa.
The notorious O.J. And Jackie Mattoo before that off the album Wishbone did Groovy Spirit off the album Wishbone, that is.
It was called Groovy Spirit?
Yes, it was called Groovy Spirit.
Groovy Spirit by
we
Groovy
have the
Spirit.
top movies this week. Number one movie this week for November 15th, Borat.
Yes.
Must see it, an epic film. Right up there with Gone with the Wind, you know, the greatest films ever made in
I
all time.
I can see how those
Borat.
Would fall into the same category.
Borat. This is my sister. She is number four prostitute in all of Kazakhstan.
This is my wife. My other wife.
It's very nice.
And my mistress. Number, and my girlfriend.
Number two. Oh, he's classic. You know, he's got this gag that he does where he'll show people pictures. And he'll say, this is a picture of my sister. And so he shows the first picture, and it just, you know, shows it's a Polaroid or something. And the first shot, you know, you just see the sister's face, and the person he's talking to will say, well, that's nice. And then the next one, you know, maybe she's flashing one of her boobs or something. And say, oh, yeah, it's very nice. And then, like, the third picture, like, it looks like he's having sex with her or something like that. And the people are like,
yeah, he got a little cozy with his family members. And just about everybody he ran into, it seems.
Yeah, oh, my God. And the wrestling scene, well, I can't say anything about it.
Don't give it all away
yet. Wrestling scene. No, I won't say anything about the wrestling scene. And apparently the small remote village there where they showed, where they showed them filming,
yeah,
supposed to be Kazakhstan, but it's actually a place called Glod, Romania. Glod.
It's actually a gas town,
yeah,
which they've redone,
but the,
rebuilt.
The people are all suing them because they said that, you know, they were paid $6 each and, you know, given no respect.
Well, yeah, I mean, if you can sue, why not?
Yeah. Well, he's going to make a lot of money with this movie. The next time around, he won't be able to do it because everyone will be hip to it, right? They'll say, oh, you're that jackass. Apparently, he was walking down the street in New York City the other day with Hugh Laurie, who's the guy who plays House. You know that show, House?
Yeah.
He's in his costume. He's in his oversized Borat suit. Mm. And he goes up to somebody in...
The green swimming suit or the...
No.
Outside
yeah,
his suit.
His two-piece suit. And he goes up to somebody and he asks, you know, he asks if he could borrow their suit and maybe make sexy time with them or something like that.
A classic.
Anyways, the guy punched him out. The guy, like, he got attacked.
Oh, did he really?
Yeah, he got punched out and, you know, the other guy.
And somebody's filmed it and now they're turning that into the sequel?
They didn't film it. It was just, but the other guy had to be removed.
Well, you know, that's what happens when you punch people out in the streets.
Have I mentioned the funding drive lately?
Not in the last 34 seconds. Maybe you should do that.
It's been a little bit of a while, but yes, we are having a funding drive here at CITR Radio. If you're a fan of this station.
As opposed to CITR Television?
That's right, CITR Television, coming later. But if you're a fan of this station and you want to help improve and maintain quality programming here at CITR, we could use some money. And
very, very much appreciated.
We need big donations, big contributions, and you can call 822-8648, but don't call till 10 a.m.
Which it is almost 10 a.m.
It is almost 10 a.m., and I hope the next show's coming on, but you never know. You could have trouble in the deluge out there.
Oh, yeah. Well, a lot of people are having trouble making it to work. Vancouver Island is cut off.
Cut off on the mainland, cut off from civilization.
No boats, no people, no more.
I can seem to have something rattling around in my headphones.
In your head?
In my head, yes.
You said you wouldn't tell people about that.
Yeah, no, but I got a rattling here, and I think, you know,
it's
there's
the
another
martini
thing.
Glasses?
Another thing that needs to be replaced in this place is
your
these
ear?
Headphones that I'm wearing. My ear. My inner ear. My inner ear.
You're Bionic Man too?
That's right. I wonder what they're saying. Was it? No, Bionic Man had the bionic eye. It was Janie Summers who had the ball.
Oh, yeah. Super, a woman always knows what's
super,
going on. She can hear anything, anywhere.
In the, bionic G-spot.
Don't you wish.
You're going to go back to some music here right now. This music.
Before he gets himself into more trouble.
That's right. Blackie and the Rodeo Kings off their album Let's Frolic. And
you can catch this show
streaming and podcast at www.jackvelvet.net. Yeah, we'll have to
tell you about things that are going down.
Tell us about that. Yeah, absolutely.
Stay
tuned, folks. Lots more coming your way.
Soon after you went down. I've been admiring your form.
Have you now? Your name's James Bond, and you've been admiring my form?
Most girls just paddle around. You swim like a man.
So do you.
Well, I've had quite a bit of practice.
inside.